Saturday night, V'halach and Chavis Alvavus Or Levav Teves.
So, in a halacha that we have probably heard more than once, so I found myself on Shabbos, someone kidnapped me, so I was in a place over Shabbos, so they set up the Neiros Shabbos in the lobby of this place that I was kidnapped to. And I don't know, it bothers me very much. I mean, the truth is I didn't say anything. Who are you going to fight? But there must have been over 150 bracha levatolos there. You make a bracha on tea lights set up in the lobby and the bench Shabbos Neiros, it's a bracha levatola. I have no nicer words to call it. It's nothing in the lobby. It's nothing. It doesn't give off any light. It's not mokom achila. It's nothing. It's nothing. So, I'm sorry. So, what did I do? I went into the place where we were eating. So, I had to ask the guy, like, where's the lights? So he looked at me like I'm a terrorist or something. I said, it's okay. I'm pretty harmless. So, I found the lights, and then it's a big room. So, I found the lights. God, I was lucky enough to find the lights that were over my table. So my wife closed it. He gets very nervous, the guy. When he's closing the lights, I said, relax. So we closed the lights, and then she made a bracha. I mean, she opened the lights first, right? And then she made a bracha. That's why she made the bracha. And then she says, should I light the candle too? I said, if it makes you feel any better, light the candle. But it's pretty pointless to light a candle there. You can't. So the shaila is, of course, there are. You certainly can't. The only alternative would have been to make a bracha over the light. Let's say if there's a light in a room, even in a bathroom or even in the hall, if you can turn that off and on, and it's casting light into the room, so you could make a bracha. I won't call it b'di'evet. I mean, if circumstances are that you can't make a bracha b'mokom achila, so you could make a bracha over lighting some in a room, because there's a din of there should be a light, there should be some sort of light, nero, so there should be some sort of light. It doesn't have to be in the room, it could be in the bathroom or in a walk-in closet or even in a hall, but you could make a bracha over that lighting. If you can light b'mokom achila, which we ended up doing, so then you still need the light in the room, but you don't make a bracha on it, and it's not even necessary to turn it off and then on again with Kavod Shabbos, as long as there's a light there. If you're not being Yosei Hadlakas Neiros with that, so then it's enough of a kiyum of the Takanas Chazal, just that there should be light there. You don't have to turn it on with Kavod Shabbos if you're not making a bracha over it. One more thing. So what happens if you make a bracha over such a light, and then someone else that's frum or knowledgeable comes along, and they close the light, and then they open it again? So what happened to your bracha and your light? So you could say it's like kofsa in zokoklo, maybe. But I stood guard, and I was ready to tackle any person that came by. Besides, it was a big enough room that there were probably like 10 sections. And there, the din is you could make a bracha over ribui or, and that would have been ribui or in the whole room. Even though the room is very big, but you know the hisofas and lights are mosif light to the room, so there would be plenty of brachas for everybody. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. Unfortunately, not the tackling. Not some hold there's a difference what kind of lights, but I don't. So I made a bracha anyway. Okay, chavis halvavis. Shara Avos Hashem, Perek Beis. So, how many forms of Avos Hashem are there? Aval al kama ponim ti Avos Elokim Yisbarach. Omar b'tshuvas Hashela Azos. That there's three ways. Ki Avos Eved ba'Adonav, which he compares throughout the Sefer, Eved and an Adon. Ti Elechad Mishlosh Ponim. He's not talking about a slave like Uncle Tom's Cabin. He's talking about a slave that the master provides him with everything he needs and everything he wants, and he gives him, because the Eved has nothing. He's an Eved. And the Adon gives him everything. And throughout the Sefer, that's the Chavis Halavos, this picture of an Eved and an Adon. And then in return for that, the Eved serves the master in return for having all his needs provided for. So the Eved and the Adon, there's an Ahava of an Eved to an Adon in one of three ways. Echad Mehem, Havosu also Bavur HaTavosalo V'chazdo Olav. You develop a love because of all that he bestows upon you. And what will come out in the next few paragraphs of the Chavis Halavos is that at the root of that love is a love because you want it to keep coming. So you want to maintain the relationship so that the chesed and tova of the Adon to the Eved will keep coming. You don't want it to stop. So it's not really an altruistic love. It's not a be'etzem love because of the feeling I have for the person. It's a love that is called a shelo lishma. It's a love that's there as a pragmatic feeling because I have, he gives and I want him to keep giving, so I'll keep loving. I don't want to break off the relationship. That's what comes out later. In the beginning he doesn't say that. So you can think in the here, it's just an ahava that's there because of chasdo olav. That's also a reason for ahava. It's also not be'etzem, maybe it's because he gives me, but it turns out later that Chavis Halavos understands that the root of that is that he should keep on giving. The Hasheni, I've also mentioned who over al pshav, v'ro mechiloso lo v'kaparoso la'avonoso, that the Eved cannot possibly be perfect in his avoda for the Adon, and so therefore the love is that the Adon overlooks his faults. So again, that could be understood in its own right. But later on, it will be clear that the Chavis Halavos means to say that the root of that ahava is really a fear of being punished. That's the stripped away, if you want to say how basic it is. So it's really the fear of being punished. So if he's meichel me when I'm doing wrong, so I want to have ahava. And if I don't have that ahava, if this relationship is broken up, then I will be punished for my misdeeds. Vashlishi, the third type is Avaso Oso Bavur Guduloso Veromemuso Umoro Leetzum Kvodo. Because of what he is, the Adon is a beneficent person. He's a special person. He's a great person. He's a figure to look up to and to want to be close to and to want to have a connection to. Only Bebetzum, not because of the first two things. Lola tocheles, not because of any benefit, but lola fachad, and not because of any fear. Just, you see something great, and you want to be part of it. You want to join up. You want it to be part of your life. You want to hook up with it. Okay, we'll stop there.